There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Once again, kicking things off with Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. And it's the beginning of the year. Same thing, a couple weeks into this, and people are talking about things that they need to do to be financially solvent, especially in their future. So, Stephen, big weekend for your Patriots and a big time for people to get it together. And I thought it'd be great if we talked about some of the biggest mistakes and risks that people take that they don't necessarily have to.
Yeah, kind of like what Belichick did in the last play of this last week's game, where he didn't run any plays and left it open to a Hail Mary pass.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, how do you like my segue here? A lot of times, people do the same thing with their money, is they leave it up to a Hail Mary. And you know, Kate, this is the worst thing they can possibly do, because there are so many gotchas out there that can create problems for people. And so I thought today we could talk about, you know, the six retirement planning threats that people really need to address. And then perhaps next week we could chat a little bit about, you know, why people avoid doing this.
So we're talking about the cost of elder care, and continuing on that line, Stephen, the biggest concerns there.
Well, the issue is that with people living longer, you know, and this is why some people are living longer, because we get better care, all right? But the better care that we get, and I guess that's part of that is sort of subjective. What is better care? Is sitting in a nursing home for 6 or 7 or 8 years and just sort of waiting to die, is that better care? I don't think so.
No.
I think what we want to do is we want to have high quality of life. We want to stay in the home. So our primary goal for planning for elder care is to keep people in their homes. That's expensive. That's really, really expensive. And, you know, Medicaid, which will often cover and help with nursing home care, really doesn't do much in regards to at-home care. So if you're going to be in the home, then it's going to require either having a child, one of your grown children. And honestly, the vast majority of the time, if you are relying on a male child for care, it ends up being his spouse that does the care. So women, I mean, this is a real problem for boomer parents right now. We call them in-betweeners. Because a lot of times these families are caring both for children that they are raising and for elder parents that need help. And it's almost always the wife that ends up providing that care. And this creates incredible strain and stress on families. We see families breaking up over it all the time. It's just a really destructive thing. So what we ask people to do is really be careful and give a lot of consideration to this issue of long-term care, because if you don't, you're essentially dumping a huge problem on somebody else, and it's just not a great way to live. And the people that end up doing that and then neglecting their own care, they end up unhappy for quite a while anyway. So that's a huge problem for people. The next problem is inflation. And inflation, if it just goes over, say, about a 3.5% rate of inflation, and that's what the Consumer Price Index predicts, is about a 3.5% inflation. But you have to understand that CPI index does not include the cost of health care. It does not include the cost of energy. and it does not include the cost of food. So that CPI, consumer price index that all of our inflationary adjustments are tied to, do not include three of the primary things that should be of concern to elder people. So inflation is a huge issue. We have to account for it in our plans. The next real problem for retirees is market risk and bond yields. We're in a incredible run up in the stock market over the past few years, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean, it's huge. But remember what started it. What started it was this huge decline in 2008. So if you have been, say, retired over, say, the last half dozen years or so, and you retired just sort of maybe in 2006, 2007,
yeah,
and then you weathered 2008, and if you had the intestinal fortitude to stay in during that period of time and then came back with it, probably what happened is during that period of time when the market was down, you burned through more of your assets than you would have if the market had stayed steady. Because think about it this way. If a share is worth $100 and you need $1,000 to live on a monthly basis, then you have to sell 10 shares a month to live.
Yeah.
But if the market rate of that share goes down to $50, now you have to sell 20 shares to get that $1,000 to live. And when the market starts back up, you have fewer shares to go up with it. So it becomes a very difficult thing to weather those types of ups and downs in the market when you're relying on that money to live. So we want to do whatever we can to eliminate market risk. And that's just exacerbated by bond yields, because bond yields and interest rates are so low now that we don't have a place to go, the traditional place to go, which is into debt-type instruments when the market is volatile. So we have a real problem for people right now. The fifth area is in taxes. And taxes just can eat up a retirement plan. And so what we want to do is we want to do as much as we can to eliminate taxes. And honestly, there's quite a bit that can be done if people know how to do it. And then, of course, the sixth problem people run into is just the failure to plan. All of these things are out there. They need to be addressed. And people just, you know, they don't plan ahead. They don't look ahead. And they start relying on that Hail Mary pass, and sometimes works out like it did for the Pats. Sometimes it doesn't.
I love that analogy. So tell everyone where to go, Free Money Guy, so that they can check out more information, because you have a great website.
Okay, you can go to freemoneyguys.com, freemoneyguys.com, and they can get online and they can look up their Social Security and do a bunch of stuff there. Or they can go to 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, and everybody who calls that number will get a free copy of my book.
Woohoo! Love that. All right, thanks, Steve Kelly. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. Great as always.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Chat about. She wrote a great book called Exposed, The Secret Life of Jodi Arias. I'm telling you, even my husband read it within like one day, which is shocking for him, because usually he's reading airplane magazines or whatever, but he loved it. And so Jane Velez Mitchell also has a cool website, Jane Unchained. Do you love that.com? I hope she's protected that. JaneUnchained.com. She's in our virtual green room. Hey, Jane, great to have you back on the show.
So great to be here, Kate. And you are right. This case gets crazier and crazier and crazier. You can't even imagine. Poor Travis Alexander was viciously murdered back in 2008. It's 2015. And the final denouement still has not occurred.
Yeah, no kidding. And she admits to killing a boyfriend after a day of wild, rough sex, which now, like, everyone wants every titillating detail of that, because of all the things that have dumped out. As you said, the timeline is crazy. 2008, and here we are in 2005.
Well, the big bombshell is that the judge just decided she will not take the death penalty off the table. What happened was that, of course, you know, Jodi Arias has said from the beginning, well, he was a sexual deviant, and I had to kill him in self-defense. Mm. He was forcing me into degrading sex, and he was a pedophile, and all these things, which basically I believe aren't true. But she also claimed that there was porn on his computer. Now, in the original trial in which she was convicted of murder, the prosecutor said there was no porn on that computer. Well, turns out, guess what? In preparation for this penalty phase, where they decide whether she lives or dies, the defense found that there was indeed porn. There were thousands of porn files on Travis Alexander's computer, and they're accusing the police of deliberately deleting them, which would definitely be evidence tampering. So this has been a big storm that has slowed the trial down. It was supposed to be finished before Christmas, and it's still dragging on. And the judge just ruled no, even though there may have been some improper activity or incompetent activity vis-a-vis Travis's computer, I am not putting death off the table. So she could still be sentenced to death.
Wow. And what does your gut tell you there with the length of time and going through that? So this is going to take even more time, I would think.
The judge just told the jurors, you know, fasten your seatbelts. You're probably going to be in those chairs through the end of February.
Oh.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't even know how these people are doing it. I would go mad as a hatter. Imagine the reporters who were there, and I was there for the first trial. It was very dynamic. But hearing it all again, all over again, the second time around, it's like torture.
Wow.
Yeah, and so you know, it's so fascinating. Jodi Arias actually testified in this penalty phase to see whether she is put to death or not in secret. She apparently, and she's so manipulative, she may have manipulated the judge into this. She convinced the judge somehow that testifying in front of people would be just too damaging and traumatizing, and she has to testify in secret. So she testified in secret, and then, of course, the media went to court saying, no, this is America. You can't testify in secret. The appeals court agreed, and they forced the release of the transcripts of her secret testimony. And her secret testimony, which I've been reading all morning, is just, it's more of the same. It's her saying, oh, I was an innocent, young, lovely, wholesome woman until I met this deviant Travis Alexander, and I don't know how it happened. It was one flaw in my life of an otherwise essentially really wonderful life. Not so. In my book, Exposed, The Secret Life of Jodi Arias, which is the New York Times bestseller, I exposed the truth, namely that she had stalked a previous boyfriend many years earlier in almost the exact same way that she ultimately stalked Travis Alexander. And she was not a normal person when she met Travis Alexander. She suffers from borderline personality disorder, and she's very, very disturbed.
Boy, and no kidding, you say that thing about where, you know, she wanted everybody out of the room, it was going to be private and secret, whatever, testifying, and so then the public and the press are out of the room, then they come back in, and as you say, you're reading all the transcripts, it's unbelievable, it's like the gift that keeps on giving, we were talking about, in a sense, but it had to be crazy then to hear some of that when they came back in the room and uncovered this. Can you imagine sitting there if you wrote a daily and you had to have all this stuff? Your notebook would be covered with crossing out things and trying to figure out all the pieces.
Well, you know, what's so fascinating is this is a woman who has never shied away from attention. She loves attention. I don't care whether she was doing the headstand in the interrogation room when she knew the camera was rolling, winning the singing contest behind bars, doing interviews while the first jury was deliberating whether she would live or die. She brought in a whole series of media and one after another did interviews. She had famously said, remember, I want death. Death would be the ultimate freedom. And, of course, she took that back a couple hours later. But just while the jury was initially deliberating, and, of course, they came back hung, 8 in favor of death, 4 against, I believe. And so she loves to be interviewed. She loves attention. She loves the national spotlight. She was on the witness stand for 18 days while the whole country was watching on TV. So all of a sudden now she wants to testify in secret?
Yeah, really, that's crazy. And then what about his family, Travis Alexander's family? Of course, now the thing for them to deal with, as we said, the bombshells in the beginning, is the fact that there was all that porn all over the place, but it's not going to matter so much to them. It still has to do with the shock and awe, I think, of the way he was killed. What do you think?
Well, yeah, first of all, the prosecutor has tried to argue that maybe it was a roommate. You know, I don't know. But you know what? You don't get death for having porn on your computer. We would wipe out about half the population if that were the case. And so I think it's irrelevant. I think it was more a problem of did they do something untoward to get rid of the porn. And, you know, that's still being debated. But this poor family of Travis Alexander, they have been seeking justice now for, since 2008. And I watched them as they endured the original trial where she accused him of everything, of pleasuring himself to photos of young boys, of beating her. I mean, she's a pathological liar. That we know. We know she's a pathological liar. So they went through hell. Now, here's the only thing I will say. I personally am not a proponent of the death penalty. I don't think it deters. I don't think you solve killing with killing. I think, unfortunately, they could snatch defeat from the jaws of victory here. Prosecutor Juan Martinez did a brilliant job in convicting her, in showing the world that she was not the victim of a deviant Travis Alexander who was living a double life, pretending to be a chaste Mormon while secretly forcing her into all sorts of untoward sexual acts. He was a guy who was conflicted about sex. Yes, he did have sex with her. Yes, it was kinky sex, which we know from the audio tape that she surreptitiously recorded of them having sex on the phone. But, you know, all of that, in my opinion, and I've really studied this case and talked to a lot of people who were right there when they were dating and carrying on, it was invited behavior. She was the one who was sexually sophisticated. I've researched this in depth. He may have slept with one, possibly on the outside, two women at the time that he met Jody.
Right.
And she had been around the block. He did not even know what KY jelly was, and he says that on the sex tape. So who was corrupting whom?
Right.
All of this was invited behavior, in my opinion. She was the one who was inviting, and that's what borderlines do. What they do is they have a secret urge, and they manage to get the person they're interacting with to fulfill the secret urge, and then they blame them for it. It's just like the death penalty trial. She said death would be the ultimate freedom. Now, the jury's deciding whether she lives or dies. Borderlines are very tricky, and especially this borderline because she's above average intelligence, and she's highly manipulative. She's highly seductive, and she's pretty. So it's a very powerful combo, and all they need is one juror to feel sorry for her and say, you know, even though hypothetically I said I was capable of voting for death, I just can't bring myself to do it. And the longer this trial drags on, the more they're in the room with her every day, seeing her sit there. I don't know. I'm not going to make a prediction, but I will say all they need is one juror to say I can't do it.
Yeah, great observation, because I think it would be really easy in a sense because of how long this has been going on and all of what you just described for somebody to say, I can't go there.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, this case is so highly charged. I have never seen a case where people were so emotionally involved. Even Casey Anthony, either they're equal or Jody Arias tops it. The hatred that people feel for Jody Arias, I think, really eclipses the hatred people felt for Casey Anthony.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Great stuff. Best-selling author, you heard her, New York Times, Exposed, the Secret Life of Jody Arias. Unbelievable. Check out the website, janeunchained.com. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Great to be here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Free climbing El Capitan, what? It's never been done until now. That's next on the Daily Wow.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dynovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dynovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's the largest granite in the world at 3,000 feet, reaching straight up from Yosemite Valley's floor. It took 19 days to free climb El Capitan using no ropes other than safety ones. But they did it, Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen. Enjoy the view and congrats. I'm Kate Delaney, and that is certainly the Daily Wow. Yeah, can you imagine 3,000 feet, some of the roughest climbing you can possibly ever imagine, just your bare hands, and you have these shoes on that have the kind of sticky soles, I guess is the best way to describe them, and you're going up this thing called the Dawn Wall. I wouldn't even attempt it, no matter what was wrapped around me, of course. They were experienced climbers, but still, no one had ever done that before, and pretty amazing that they were able to do that. And practiced for 5 years to get to that position where they could actually make it all the way up there. And there's like 100 different routes that you can go up El Capitan, but only a handful have ever been attempted by climbers to free climb, and they found them. They found a way to do that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go and put in a search engine El Capitan Yosemite, and it's an incredible monolith there. It's a beautiful point if you see it from the water point of view. And you look at how big that structure is, that chunk of granite, and I think it's just amazing. It's incredible that they were able to do that. And good for them. I love it when somebody plans something out that is pretty daring, and then they're able to actually accomplish it. Because it doesn't matter how much you practice, doesn't matter who's trying to help you with good equipment and whatever. There's just not, in the free climbing world, there's only so much you can do. It's you and that mountain, that monolith, that whatever, and they were able to do it. All right, a lot of you actually, well, a couple of you said something about that anyway, and I got emails galore about that attack on the Capitol, or almost attack on the Capitol, and a few other things as well. So without further ado, let's make sure we go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake, who says, right on, brothers. How about those two dudes scaling El Capitan? Kate, I think it's awesome that they were able to do it. Bravo. Here's to some good news. Yeah, that's why they made my daily wow. It's good news. Pretty cool. Pretty cool that they were able to do it. One other person chimed in. Chris said, I got to say, booyah to the two that scrambled up the tall, cool granite in the middle of Yosemite. I've been there a few times, and man, I've looked at that sucker, and I can't even imagine trying to climb it no matter what the circumstance. Yeah, that's what I said. It boggles my mind. Some of the things that mountain climbers do is amazing, but these free climbers, these rock climbers, and that placement of their hands and their feet, wow. All right, bad placement was the case for 20-year-old Christopher Lee Cornell, who had been on the FBI's watch list, if you will, or radar or whatever, after spewing a whole bunch of hateful things on social media accounts that he had, right, talking about doing some violent jihad. And he was the guy that wanted to attack the Capitol and actually shoot some congressmen and senators on the Hill, too. And a lot of you talked about that in emails. This one from Hatch, who says, Kate, what a dumb dude thinking that he was going to be able to blow up the Capitol. I don't think he plans it out very well, setting off some kind of pipe bombs and figuring that he would be able to then shoot down people with an assault rifle as they ran in front of him. Did he ever see any of the people planted in and around the Capitol? Had he ever heard any of the stories about that? He obviously didn't do his research. And they were able to nab him, I would say, pretty easy. Yeah, but they were able to nab him easy. They had about a dozen agents and cops at his parents' house where he lived. And I'm sure the parents were shocked. They had no idea. And this is the typical thing. People around him are saying, oh, no, seemed like a nice guy. Can't believe it. But he was absolutely a lone wolf, laying in wait, ready to do something to support ISIS. And that's, you know, that's what exactly what he said. That's what some of the ramblings were about. And so he started to spew specifics about his plot, and he didn't pull it off. I guess that he had he was unemployed. He worked only minimum wage jobs, and he needed more money to pay for the pipe bombs and weapons and ammunition and all that stuff that he needed. And he was planning on doing this in December. He was going to travel to Washington, scout out the Capitol, then detonate the bombs, open fire, and that was it. That's as far as he had gotten in planning it out. So, you know, there you go. There was one more person who chimed in. Butler says, what a dunce. He really didn't plan it out all that well, except for that he started to tell people crazy things, and he started to put on Facebook and some other accounts some of the plans that he had. So it was pretty easy, I would think, for the FBI to single him out and slap him on a list. Yeah, I guess in a way. But, you know, here's the thing. There's no spewing. I mean, there's no, I'm crazy and I'm just going to say some things and, you know, haha, I was only kidding. I mean, he wasn't kidding, but he wasn't right. And he's gone. I mean, they're putting him away. Imagine whatever the plot was, even if it wasn't thought out, even if it wasn't really that close to being pulled together, because that's the way it sounds to me. There's just, you know, no way you can do that, right? And he had talked to an informant, and he had been in contact with people overseas, and he aligned himself with ISIS and talked about meeting up with someone from the Islamic State and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so they were able to nail him, figure out who he was, and watch as he fell into the trap. And, you know, there you go. People around him say he was quiet and he participated in class and he's just a typical student, blah, blah, blah. It's what we always hear, right? So he's no wild mastermind, but he made a bunch of friends on the internet and posted comments defending the jihadists, and, you know, that was that. Some other things that ticked you off or made you think that, hey, I'm going to email the show. You know, the political roots of Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney and what their goals are in trying to snap up the Republican nomination in 2016 has a lot of you thinking, and we've been talking about it, your wheels are turning, I can tell, because I'm getting a lot of email about who you think would make a better president, or what you think of Romney, or what you think of Jeb Bush. Here's one from Alan, who says, Kate, I like Jeb Bush, actually, and good for him that he's deciding to go ahead with a super PAC, and a leadership PAC, and a PAC, and doing whatever he has to do. He's obviously serious, he has the legacy, and he has the political acumen, but I just don't know that he's really the guy who's going to rise above everybody else to grab, as you call it, the brass ring for the GOP and actually get the nomination. And we have a long way to go before that, too, by the way. The money won't be a problem. And, yeah, he's always discussed the whole presidency thing. He's talked about a run for a lot of different years off and on. So, you know, here you go. How about this from a Rand Paul supporter? Monica says, Kate, I know you like Senator Rand Paul. I like him too. I think he stretches out to reach younger voters. I like some of his libertarian points of view. You've talked about some of the things that he's talked about, and he's been on your show talking about the waiting period with the bills. I think that's an excellent idea, but even deeper than that, how much of a shot do you give Rand Paul now at this point? Well, in the polls, he's right there in the middle. Jeb Bush jumps out ahead. Scott Walker jumps out, depends on the poll, jumps out ahead. A lot of people are looking at Scott Walker now. You know, the governor of Wisconsin, he fended off that almost tipping point where he wouldn't have been reelected. And you remember the campouts at the state capitol. So he, as many people were furious with him for his union stance, there were a lot of people that backed him. And Scott Walker absolutely has some charisma, and he absolutely has a little bit of a fan club in the Republican Party. It's just too early to tell. I mean, you know, handicapping it now at this point, it's like we went to the combines 2 years earlier, and then somebody else that we're not thinking could come out and surprise us. And I guess the biggest surprise to me, and some of you wrote about this, is Mitt Romney saying that people are telling him he should try again, and this would be his third time, and the third time's the charm. And, you know, Romney or Bush, do you think it would really come down to the two of them? Pretty interesting, huh? Stay with us. We're flipping it to the other side.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
I think that one of the rationale that Governor Romney is using, and I think it's very legitimate, is that a major factor in his debates was the issue of foreign policy. Obviously, the picture of the world that Barack Obama painted in those debates, Osama bin Laden is dead, Al-Qaeda core is decimated, on and on. The President of the United States painted a view of the world which has turned out to be patently false and more dangerous. So I think that Mitt Romney and his advisors will take in consideration whether a third attempt would be viable or not. I just think that he would be viable, and I think he's a very outstanding person.
Senator John McCain pushing a little bit for Mitt Romney. Like I said, you know, we're still a long way away from when we start to see some serious things happen. The money raising part, the getting yourself in order and getting out of boards and all the things you need to do is starting to happen. But how often have we seen somebody come out of left field that we weren't expecting, or somebody you were thinking about, and then all of a sudden they got hot, something happened, blah, blah, blah. How about a president with a backbone? How about a president that can say, yeah, I screwed up. Yeah, my advisors and I messed up, blah, blah, blah. I mean, do we ever hear that? Rarely, right? Let's have that. Forget I'm the transparent administration. How about I'm the, this is how we are, and this is what's happening, and I'll tell you exactly what I can tell you. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to tell you, yeah, you know what, I probably should have listened to blah, blah, blah. That's the problem with politics. It's all about over-analysis of every single word and what's being tweeted about you and what's happening to those polls and who's holding you hostage because their agenda was part of what helped you get elected. You know, what's real and what's fake? You know, which is which? That's what I want. The honest backbone person, boom, who really clearly cares about Americans, cares about what's happening here in the United States, and can look down at four or five top issues and tackle them and focus on them, laser focus on things that for decades have been trashed and pushed aside because it's too much of a hot potato. But people tell me that I must think unicorns can fly then, too. So there you have it. We'll be in Washington, by the way, in the beginning of March for those Supreme Court oral arguments on Obamacare, on the whole subsidies thing. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Izzy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Now,
good.
Listen here, Ms. Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
You know as well as I do that Governor Jindal, one of my heroes, has to be more diplomatic, but he's the same as Dan and I. He knows doggone well there are no moderates. He's just more polite about it.
But did you hear what he said? I mean, really, of everyone out there, he really called out the Muslim community. He did. I know somebody that knows him really well, and his advisors didn't really want him to be as hard-lined as he was, and I say bravo to that.
No, that's the attraction, or part of his attraction is that he's very straightforward about it. He can't tell us. And
yes.
I absolutely adore that man. I wish he would run for president.
I agree.
The bottom line still is, how do you expect the Emmons or the so-called, as you call them, moderate Muslims to speak out against all of these terrorist attacks? They could no more do that with a straight face than the man on the moon, because they know better. And I will never, ever, ever believe that there are moderate Muslims. They just stay quiet. Because when you put the word Islam and the Quran in front of everything else in your life,
mm-hmm.
That's not moderation. They're more like a cult. And that's just a fact. I mean, God, you've got to really go back in history and study the Islamic movement from the time old Muhammad crawled out from his cave. Seriously, you have to go back to the beginning. And it takes a great deal of time to study. But I have yet to see one single moderate Muslim. Truly. I haven't.
We're going to start to look at that, Izzy. We're going to have more people on the show to specifically address that and all angles of it who feel the same way.
Well, you have Dan and I already.
I'm talking scholars who have spent their lifetime digging. Listen, I'm not saying there's not fanaticism. I mean, do you think I would like to live in Iran, the way they treat women, the nonsense that's coming out of there? I agree with you 100%. But the problem is, it's like I'm saying, so you have a guy like a Dr. Oz, who people adore in the United States, right? But he's popular, blah, blah, blah. He's an American. And he is Muslim, and he says, I'm a Muslim. He's an idiot.
Oh, he is. Come on. People really listen to that man and believe him?
That all you have to do is eat Greek yogurt, and you'll be happy, and you'll be skinny, and you'll be healthy for the rest of your life?
I eat Greek yogurt because I happen to like it, not because Dr.
Dr. Oz says, though.
I just can't hardly spit his name out. But seriously. Yeah, okay, get your scholars, and Dan and I will start boning up. I mean, I have studied this for, God, over 20 years, just like I've studied the Rothschilds. And you will find in those studies, start looking it up, Kay, that the Rothschild dynasty has promoted Islam for several centuries now. There's a correlation. Once you connect the dots, and more people on blogs are starting to see the central bankers as the bad guys.
I agree with that.
Islam. They have seriously promoted Islam.
I agree with the Rothschilds and everything that you've said about that, absolutely. And more, and you're right, more people are starting to talk about that. You will call it mainstream. People are starting to talk about that, absolutely. And
it will never be mainstream. It will never be mainstream because the House of, what is called now, House of Rothschild, owns every alphabet media. They own Reuters. They own the AP now. They just bought it. They own every major studio in Hollywood. I mean, they have, really, the entire media other than things like Newsmax or...
Fox.
No, Fox is partially owned by Rothschilds now. They bought into Fox.
Oh, I didn't know that. Ooh.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
I'm constantly searching on them. But no,
wow.
It will never hit mainstream because they own virtually everything that is mainstream, and those medias are told what to say.
I agree with that. They're told a certain slant. Absolutely. Sure, they can deny that, but you're right. Yeah.
And it's just like in Islam, same thing. They are told what to say and when to say it. And you have a bunch of these terrorists with battleship mouths and tugboat brains going around the world, blowing people up, and you're never going to hear anything bad from moderates, ever.
Mm.
You won't. You just won't. Mm. Have you yet?
A few places, but very few.
Oh.
Not enough.
Just send out a few peons to make it look good.
Right, right. A few places. I mean, that's why Jindal's saying that. You know, you and I both like him. That's why he's saying that. And you're right. He probably sugarcoated some of it, but he's had the most backbone of anyone to be pretty specific about what he's saying.
Oh, he would make a great president. He would.
I agree.
He's a strong man.
I would vote for him. I like him. I think he's, I really do. I think what you see is what you get. And that's the problem is we like the same guy, but that same guy won't play the game in those smoke-filled back rooms. But he is popular, and his name has come up off the bench, but the problem is getting him deeper into the field. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.